I feel very lucky to be sitting down with the extraordinarily talented Ciara Judge on Go Do You in association with iWish. For such a young girl, she has achieved so much and started winning awards at the tender age of 13. At 15, she won the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition, Ireland's National Science Fair. Ciara was awarded 12 A grades in her junior cert, 9 A grades in her leaving certificate. She delivered her own TED Talks teens called Changing the World in Your Pajamas at just 18. She was named by Junior Chamber International as one of the 10 most outstanding young people worldwide. Listen, the list goes on and on and on. Fast forward to today, Ciara is a PhD candidate in infection disease modelling at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She works on new methods of tracking and mapping outbreaks. And during the pandemic, Ciara worked for the European Bioinformatics Institute and Cambridge Department of Chemistry to build a pipeline for modelling SARS-CoV-2 evolution that helped design variant robust and antibody treatments. Ciara has a BSc in genetics from UCC and is a past winner of the Google Global Science Fair, the BT Young Science and Technology Exhibition, and the European Union Contest for Young Scientist. Ciara is very passionate about science and youth outreach and has addressed audiences worldwide about her research. Most recently, attending high-level meetings at the United Nations General Assembly on pandemic preparedness and public health. Oh my God, Ciara. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me on Go Do You in association with iWish. Your story, your timeline, your curiosity, your drive is everything we love here on Go Do You. You are actually doing you, and I would love to hear more about what drives you to achieve such enormous success at such a young age. So let's get started. What did you want to be when you grew up? As a child, what was your dream job or dream career?
So when I was a very young child, I was animal obsessed. I was crazy about animals. So my dream job was probably to be a vet. I wanted to be a vet. And it kind of got derailed a little bit because of, and it's funny that we're sitting here in the RDS. It was a trip to the RDS one year to visit the BT Young Scientist. I was about 5 years old and my brother had a project there. So my parents brought me up to visit my brother. To be honest, I couldn't tell you what my brother's project was about, but the stand beside him was a group of girls who had done a series of experiments to test out if the memory of a goldfish is in fact 3 seconds long. You know that myth?
Yes.
And they had a goldfish on display on their stand. And if you remember, I was animal crazy. So I was sitting there for the day asking them questions about how they did the experiments on the goldfish. And, oh, it's so cool, you have a goldfish. And
yeah.
I can still really clearly remember it. And I was only 5 years old. And I think that day I basically realized that science and a career in STEM could link into all aspects of life that I'm interested in. So for me, it was animals at that point. And yeah, I was hooked. So then from the age of five, I was going to be some sort of scientist when I grew up, and now I am.
And look at you now, and we're back at the RDS and all those achievements.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Ciara. What has been the biggest factor that has helped you be successful, do you think? I would imagine you had a great sense of self-belief instilled in you as a young child. Was that a contributing factor, do you think?
I would say so. And I would say it kind of links into how I would summarize it, which is basically it's all about the support system. So you can have support systems at all levels. So first of all, my family is incredibly supportive. My sister was my idol growing up and still is. And my sister won the BT Young Scientist in 2006. When that happened, I was like, well, I'm going to come win here. So definitely my family, my parents, my brother, my sister and my extended family. Then locally, the town of Kinsale and the school and the university that I attended, University College Cork, has a really good support system of University College Cork has a scholarship program called Quirkus Scholarship, which is basically all about supporting young people who kind of do unconventional things. For me, it was, you know, science communication and research, and supporting them to do that even during college and to balance that. And then you can have support systems on a national level. So for example, when we went to the EU Young Scientists and the Google Science Fair, it really felt like the nation of Ireland was behind us, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is driven, I think, by a passion for science in Ireland, unlike anywhere else in the world, a passion for youth science. And I think that's driven by things like iWish and, of course, the BT Young Scientist. It really is kind of bred into our culture. And I think, yeah, it really goes to show that, you know, I think I kind of had it at all levels. I had family, local and national support, and that's what made me feel like I could do anything. Yeah.
I love that. I love that, Ciara. Thank you. Have you any success habits or daily rituals that you think may have helped you on your way?
Yeah, I think, like, to be honest, I think maybe rituals is the wrong word, because what I would say is I find that I change up the way I work quite often.
Okay.
So sometimes I'm in a phase where I sit down really early in the morning and I write out a to-do list for the day, and I stay sat down at my computer or wherever I am until I've completed my to-do list. Sometimes I need to take a week or two off and just let my brain decompress. And I think, like, you know, keeping it in the day and being flexible to acknowledging how you're working and what you need psychologically or physically or mentally is kind of the key to kind of keeping progressing.
And because sometimes you need a break. You just need a break.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're not always, I think for some people consistency works and working the same way all the time does work. But I definitely find that I kind of go in phases, and now that I've recognized that, I just try and adapt to whatever phase of work I feel like I'm in.
And Ciara, did I hear that you were a championship trampoliner?
I don't think I could go so far as to say championship, but yeah. I did gymnastics when I was younger, when I was much, much younger, and then the science stuff sort of took over. But when I went to college, I really needed, I think, it had been a busy few years with some of the kind of things that you've listed there.
Yeah.
And I needed a no chance to decompress, so I joined the Trampoline Gymnastics Club in UCC. I was very honoured to be captain when I was in third year.
Brilliant.
And met some of my closest friends, met some of the best people I know, and got to experience a really cool sport.
Oh, yeah. I love it. When I heard that, I was like, oh, I want to try that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
In all of us, I think.
For sure.
As I mentioned in your introduction, Ciara, you are currently a PhD candidate in infection disease modelling at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Mm-hmm. Do you think you may have ended up doing something different if the COVID pandemic hadn't happened?
That is a good question. And I think it's hard to give like a completely straight answer. So I think that I can say for sure that the skills that I use on a day-to-day basis, so I use a lot of programming, so like coding, I use like knowledge of biology and genetics, and I use maths. I think that intersection of skill sets I would have used no matter what. I think applying it to the area of human health is something that also, since way before the pandemic, I know that I've wanted to work in. But I would be lying if I said the pandemic didn't inspire me to, like, within that kind of that intersection of technology and biology and maths and human health, there are a bunch of different things you can do, right? There's like cancer biology and, well, infectious disease modeling. And yeah. I think it definitely helped in my choice of like that specific niche.
Whose career inspires you, Ciara, and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Doesn't have to be one particular person, and it doesn't have to be a big famous person, just
someone
that you kind of get inspiration from.
I think I have a couple, if that's all right. So as I said earlier, my sister has been my role model since I was, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're at each other's throats all the time.
It wouldn't be normal sisters otherwise.
My sister did chemical and bioprocess engineering in UCD, and she now works for Eli Lilly. She's so dedicated to her work. She's brilliant, and I'm very inspired by her, just by how hard she works, how smart she is, how much she is able to adapt to every challenge. Then probably a friend of mine in America, her name's Annie Green. She works for a foundation called the We Are Family Foundation.
Okay.
Which basically supports teenagers all over the world that are doing kind of, again, as I said, unconventional things and working to benefit society. And I think things that I've taken from watching Annie in her career is her ability to work really well with people. I think that that's something that's really important to me. And then finally, she's a somewhat familiar face after the pandemic, Maria van Kerkhove. She works for the WHO, and she is actually an alum of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
Yeah.
So seeing the impact that she is making in public health, knowing that she's come from the same place that I am studying right now, is super inspiring. And yeah, she's definitely someone I look up to.
Brilliant. Thank you, Ciara. As you can see, we're at the iWish conference today to encourage girls to pursue STEM careers. What is the key message that you have taken away from today, and what advice would you give to the girls who are considering a career in STEM?
I think the key thing that I've taken away from today, so I actually spoke at the launch of iWish 10 years ago, because this is 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, so it's your 10-year anniversary as well.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary. And I spoke at the conference in, I think, 2016, 17, 18, and 19. I spoke at it many, many years. And I think the thing that I'm taking away from today is, like, awe at how much it's grown over the years. Like, it's incredible how fast it has grown and the number of girls that they've reached in the last decade. So I think I take a lot of inspiration and excitement from the fact that I really do think that iWish is having an effect. There are speakers here that are people that attended iWish as students and are now pursuing STEM careers.
I know, it's magic.
There's no better example of how well it's working than that. And then for advice to any of the girls here.
We're watching it full circle, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, big time. I think then advice to any of the girls here would probably be, you still will come up against obstacles as a girl in STEM, but it is getting better year on year on year. And there's no better time to be getting into a STEM career. It is so exciting. You know, STEM permeates every aspect of our society, even if you're not a researcher or a programmer, or, you know, you could be working in environmental activism and still need kind of knowledge of environmental biology and stuff. So I think I would just basically encourage them to just don't be deterred by the few obstacles that remain, because those are disappearing by the day. Yeah, there's no better time.
Oh, I love to hear that. Go do you.
For sure.
Yes, Kira, it has been so lovely to meet you and get to know you a little bit better. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me on Go Do You in association with iWish.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. My pleasure.